In the name of Jesus, who is Lord over every authority. Amen. John's Gospel, the journey that we embark on this night that we will conclude after Easter. This journey of John's Gospel starts on Christmas. John's Christmas is a little bit different than the normal. As you may have noticed, no manger, no shepherds, no wise men, no Mary, no Joseph even. Something different. Poetic language. Pictures of light and darkness, word, creation, the beginning. This is John's Christmas for us. In the beginning, John tells us that God created all things with his word. Now, this Greek word, logos, is so much richer than the English term word. It means pattern, essence, order, the plan. God spoke and put his order, his plan, his essence, his pattern into his created world in the beginning. This pattern, this word, this logos within God's creation was good. It was light. John tells us that this light was so strong that God put within his created world that not even the darkness could overcome it. As we know from the creation story, that darkness reared its head as humanity. And its arrogance wanted to be like God, on his throne. And where God, in his good pattern, his good word in logos, had justice and mercy and love and relationship, darkness began to grow. The injustice, the violence, the suffering, the brokenness. John tells us that word, that logos within the creation could not be overcome by that darkness. So then we hear of a man named John the Baptist, that shows up pointing to the light. The light is going to have a comeback. And as we celebrate Christmas, right after the winter solstice, the light is making its comeback in our world. In the same way, John the Baptist was preaching to the people, pointing out the light is coming back, and it's coming back with a vengeance. In fact, John told them the light was already among them. It was already in the world, in the created order itself. But we were blind to it. We wouldn't accept the light. We wouldn't accept God's pattern, his order, his plan for the created world. And that plan, he tells us, is to take the people that have been sitting in darkness, overcome by the violence, the suffering, the battle to be in charge, to take these people and to give them new birth, that they would be born again. Not of blood, not of violence, not of flesh, not of human power and strength and might, not of human will, reason and wisdom and intelligence and scientific endeavor. No, this birth transcends all that. It was a birth from God's very essence, his word, his light, his pattern within us. And so John's message was profound to the people. The word, the logos, the pattern that God desired for his world was already made flesh. Flesh, not human technology, not buildings. And the word there that John uses, God's word, tabernacled in our midst. The tabernacle for the people of Israel was the place where God dwelled in the world, and that started in a tent where the people of Israel wandered in the wilderness, and then they put God in a building. John tells us, no, God does not dwell in tents, buildings, human creations. The Word was made flesh and was dwelling in our very midst. In fact, John told the people that we have already seen this Word made flesh. You've seen it. But have they recognized it? God indeed is invisible, but as his pattern, his order and plan for our world was made flesh, we are able to see God in our very midst, incarnate and fleshed. And so John went around preaching, saying, there is one who stands among you already, in your very midst, but you don't know him. You've seen him, but you haven't recognized him. And John himself admitted that he was ignorant as well. He missed it, even though it was in the flesh, right around him, in his everyday life. He missed it. He was blind until he saw the Spirit descend upon him. And so John went forth preaching and saw this one named Jesus of Nazareth walking, and he pointed to those listening to him, and he said, there he goes. This is it. The Lamb of God coming to the world, the Word, the Logos, the pattern of what humanity is meant to be. It's right there, made flesh. God's dwelling place is right here in your midst. Overcome by this reality, those who were listening to John preach, some of them at least, started following this Jesus guy. And they go up to Jesus and offer themselves to him and say, we're here, okay. And Jesus' word to them is simple. Come and see. Come and see. Excited, these first followers of Jesus then run to their friends and their family, and they tell them, we found him. The one we've been waiting for, God returning into the world to set things right, to free us from the injustice, the brokenness, the suffering. And their message to their friends was simple. Come and see. It's in the flesh. It's among us right here. As we pause and reflect on Jesus' coming into our world, Christmas, John challenges us with this picture and this notion that God's pattern, his created order, his plan has become flesh and is already living in your midst. In fact, you've seen it. John challenges us to look at the world around us with new eyes. How have we missed God's presence already here among us in flesh? How have we missed Jesus already dwelling among us in one another, in his community that gathers, or even in the stranger, the poor, the broken, the downtrodden within the world? God is enfleshed in our midst. We've seen it, but have we? I know I've asked this question many times in my own life, and I know many others have as well. What is God's plan in all of this, in my life? What's the order in the midst of all this chaos? And his life swirls around us, especially when the violence, the suffering, the death, the brokenness rears its head, and the darkness seems to overwhelm. This question comes to the forefront. And John's answer for us on this Christmas is that God's plan, his order for his creation, is already among you. It's been enfleshed. You've seen it. John points us to Jesus, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. We are challenged to see this Jesus, and not just to see him in a superficial way, but to truly see him with new eyes again. To have the passion, as John the Baptist did, and as those who listened to him, to go to Jesus and to offer ourselves, "Teacher, lead me." And Jesus' invitation to us this night, again, despite any failures and misguidance we've had in the past, his invitation is simple. Come on and see. Follow me again. And look, God's pattern, his plan, his order for your life, for this world that seems to be enshrouded in darkness, that light is enfleshed already in your midst. So come and see. A child has been born this day. In the flesh. God's plan, his order, his pattern for your life, for this world, the creation, is already in our midst. Let's go and see. Amen.